Florida's budget isn't yet official, but with near unanimous support in the legislature hinting at a potential veto override, Governor Rick Scott is taking a conciliatory position. And that means a number of projects in Tallahassee seem likely to get funded. One budget line gives the public transit system Star Metro just over $1 million.
Improved service, which for us means cutting down some of the wait times and the transfer times.
This is Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum. He says the city has been working on revamping Star Metro for years, and he admits some earlier efforts have fallen short.
It didn't work as perfectly as we would have liked, and therefore we weren't able to roll out that program to the level of perfection that we wanted. Now this will allow us to improve our route service and obviously improve for the citizens the amount of time that they have to wait between transfers.
But the funding Gillum is most excited about will be going to the Tallahassee Airport. Chris Curry is the airport's director.
You know, that $1 million that we're hoping to get from the state appropriation will be used for intrastate service, connecting Tallahassee with the southern part of the state.
And the way local officials are hoping to connect Tallahassee with airports in South Florida is a low-cost carrier like JetBlue.
We'll start to bring some of that activity back that is now leaking to airports like Jacksonville, Atlanta, Tampa, and Orlando. From an economic standpoint, when you bring a low-cost carrier into the market and provide direct means of transportation, it can also help with our effort to attract businesses and other things into the community that rely on the air service component.
But it's a spend money to make money proposition. The state appropriation will pay for structural improvements like building out gates, but it also provides business incentives to attract a new airline. Still, Gillum believes it's a good investment.
If we remove the barrier of startup cost for a new carrier, then all they have to worry about is getting the plane in here and out of here and making enough on their ticket sales to pay for the cost of the plane and hopefully make a little bit of profit. And as I mentioned earlier on, I fully believe that this will be a profitable link between South Florida and Tallahassee, the state's capital.
But the airport isn't the biggest appropriation for the city. That's a $6 million budget line to get the ball rolling on expanding Capital Circle Southwest. The state money pays for the right-of-way, and construction costs will be covered by Blueprint local sales tax revenue. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.